tip of yud. So, same with the hilchos of iser v'chitzah. It's something which is not tzarich, but there's no tzarich at all. But if you made an eruv v'chitzeris, so within that area, you'd be allowed to carry something which is no tzarich hayom. He can close the city properly. He's made the tikkun mavuas, like the lechi, whatever he needs. And he's also made a ruva chetzeres. He can carry from one chotzer to the next through the mavuos, something which is not so. Umashmo. This would indicate that to carry for no purpose at all from a house to the chotzer, or from a chotzer to the chotzer, where there's no the only issue is the ruvah chetzeres. The tikkun is there; it's still usher. If there's no ruvah, if there's no a ruvah chetzeres, you could not carry. Finally, Abba Simon Tov Tess Zion Besoifo. On the Kabbalah Abba Simon Tov Kuf Chav Ches. The Sosim on Machar, because that's a place in the Tikkun Ruvah Chatzeris Klal Beyamtiv. Mutzah Lohitzim, Chatzah Lohitzim, Umi Bais Lohitzim, Phil Devershein Betzarcha Yom Klal. So, according to the opinion, there's no Dinah Ruvah Chatzeris on Yomtiv. So to carry in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or a Carmelis, which is not enclosed, there's a problem on Yom Tov. An area which is enclosed, the only issue is that you did not make a Ruvah Chetzeris, so you have to say Chazal made the Tekana of a Ruvah Chetzeris on Yom Tov. Well, they did, it's Machlokes, and the Shulchan Aruch presents the Shita, that there's no Din of Ruvah Chetzeris. Therefore, you can carry from one house to the Chatzar, or from one chatzar to the next chatzar without a ruvah chetzeres. So why over here we're discussing you need a ruvah chetzeres? So he finds it extraordinary that the Rambam keeps his peace and Siman Tov Kuf Chav Ches, the Mechaber presents the opinion that you don't need anything. Here the Rambam says that you definitely do need something, and over there the Rambam makes no mention that he disagrees. Michelle Kosov, yeah?
That's where you were.
Sifyun. Okay. Michelle Kosov, Shanoigan Shalas, Zuba Chatzeris, Bar Yomtiv, Ukadasa Mechaber. He says that. He goes with what the Shulchan Aruch says, that there was no. So means, according to this, really, there should be a din of Ruvah Chetzeris every Erev Yom Tov. You should make a Ruvah Chetzeris, according to the Rambam over here. The Shulchan Aruch says later on, there's no din of Ruvah Chetzeris in Erev Yom Tov because there's no need. You need to make a tikkun around the area. It has to be enclosed if you want to carry the Shlomo Tzarev. But you don't need Ruvah Chetzeris. So we don't see machmir change the minig. Rashal says to make a ruvah chetzeres. The answer is, but nowadays the way we do it, we don't do a ruvah chetzeres every week. We usually do one. So we can't put down we would not make a bracha. We make a ruvah chetzeres for Yom Tov alone. But if you're making one for Shabbosim, and we put down what we put our standard is every year Erev Pesach. We change the matzahs and put a new box of matzahs down and make a ruvah chetzeres for the whole year. We include Yom Tov also. Okay, with that, new points. Okay. The avta kelim sheshaychim lo echol nefesh kegon sakinim mechei gavnim, things which are echol nefesh types of kelim, knives, etc. Mikvar gomar sudosoy v'sarach oyd alehen osol dichon im oibrishas rabim oibrikarmos, you can't carry them with you in Rosh Hashanah, or even in the Carmelis, even though it's a food use item, but there's no longer gonna be, you're no longer going to be using it on Yom Tov, so it has no use. It has no use. It's all without a tzarech. And you have to have a tzarech hayar. Yeshu kilim sakinim shemim yizamalo is a pre locked place. So I want to keep my knife in my pocket, just in case I might need. The knife, I might have a possibility of using the knife later on. Right? So that's a valid need to keep it with me in case I might need it later on. He knows that this excursion that he's taking now outside, there'll be no need at all for a knife. So why are you stepping this knife with you to go to shul? You're not eating anything there in the shul. Just take it out of your pocket. So if there's the area, so the Ramah said, if the area is enclosed, so no problem. So you're not carrying, but the area is not enclosed, so then you have a problem of hutsor an yom tov. Excuse me. Kol sheyesh tor is clean. Avonim ki gam osur b'shum muksa. The Ramah says you can carry anything which is considered a kli, even though you don't have no need for it. However, things which are muksar, it's still a muksar problem, and we're not removing the muksar problem. Okay. So we are holding in Sif Beis. Also, the Yisrael Hotzi Shum Dabar B'Yom Tov B'Tzarech An Yehudi. You may not carry An Yom Tov for the purpose of an An Shu, even though it's food. You cannot do malacha on Yom Tov for a non-Jew. And that's an issue deraisa. There's a statement. Hagah, Avol. Motzah l'shlach lo al yadei ein Yehudi. You can send something for a goy with a goy. Gan sharach l'hachzer mashkin l'ein Yehudi. Alom v'kedem l'zeh. You have an alum means a strong arm guy. So you're afraid of getting his bad side, and the mashkin has to be returned. So there's a malacha of a hitzor involved over here. So you cannot carry it for him, but we're going to allow you to have a goy carry it for the goy. So even though the chara, if I cannot carry for a goy, I should not ask a goy to carry for a goy. So Mr. Berurah discusses why is that mutter. Okay, let's see, Mr. Berurah. So that's going to be Yud Beis. So cut Yud Beis. Shum davar. That's all I remember. The filo shalach on the even though it's a food stuff, right? But there's no hetter to carry even for food for a goy. Just like we had before, cooking itself, which is clearly a food issue, is also to do for the goy. Okay, but you want to, but you're allowed to send it to the goy with a goy. After mira la'akum shus, telling a goy to work for you is an issue. Welcome, tzarcha gavna samchina na poiskin the rishus harabim shalom and karmelisu. We rely on the opinion that the rishus harabim which we have is only a karmelis. So I'm asking a goy to carry it through the karmelis. In other words, the Magarom and others would say that explain because since according to Rashi Shita, it's only rishus harabim the rice if it has 600,000 people walking through it. Which our Rishuyos Rabim do not have those numbers. So therefore it's only a Carmelis, even though it meets the criteria of the width and the length, etc., but it doesn't have the number of the multitude of people using it that was necessary to make it a Rishuyos Rabim Deraisa. So in that situation, Someone's Rabbanon. So how we shoes to shoes? So now it's two Rabbanons asking a goy to do Malachad Rabbanon, to carry in a Carmelis. Which Malcolm Tzarech Mishori, a case where there's a necessity, Shus Shus, Malcolm Hefsid, etc., is more to the world of the Mishim Mishin Chafesi base. So that would be the heter. So you understand the Lenachri Alam? You know, that's basic Chashash Tzachal. Even you're not afraid of the fellow threatening, it's not a life threatening situation. That you know, the mafioso guy is out for your life if you don't pay him off.
Well, that
right, but it's not going to be good to be on his bad side. You're afraid it's going to be financially negative to be on his bad side, so you want to send the item to him. Vos schneller, vos besser, as the saying goes. The quicker, the better. So you want to wait after Yom Tov. So that's considered a valid need. So shus shus umakum tzarech. You can have the goy to it. Carry it to him. And that would also be so a valid need would be darkei shalom if you felt that to maintain the proper relationship with the goyim around you. So you want to ask a goy to do a rabbanon to the rabbanons in order to maintain the safety level in the neighborhood, etc. That's krimot. So, Darkei Shalom was the Chazal, you know, recognized certain things we have to do for positive relations with our neighbors, with the non-Jews. It's called Darkei Shalom, exactly. The ways of peace. Right, so we don't do those, we're afraid there might be potential damage. Gimel. Sif Gimel. Okay. Person took a piece of wood which wasn't had not been designated to be a spit for the purpose of roasting, and he used it as a spit, and now he's finished using it as this for the purpose of roasting, but it's a piece of wood. It's a piece of wood, it's muksa. Unless you're moving it for the purpose of, if it's unless you're planning to use it as firewood, so then it's not muksa. You use it for firewood, but now it's not firewood. It's not really. It's not a designated spit. It has not been defined. It has not been. It should happen to me. You used it one time, so also the tatal achakash. You cannot move it afterwards. Shana kli. It's not really a bona fide kli. So it's not a kli, it's muks. Ella, what do you do? So Chazal said that in order that you want to take the spit out of the animal, which it's been roasted on, you have to do it with a shinui. Shemtai umenicha bekaren zavish kadesh shall use zaykubay. You're allowed to pull it out quickly and then place it in the corner in a place where it's, the people shouldn't, you know, it's out of the way, people shouldn't get hurt. I feel it ain't a love of Buster Klal, even though there's no longer any food on it, no meat in it.
So he says here,
for the purpose of Echol Nefesh, if the only way you can get to Echol Nefesh is by moving Muksa, you're allowed to move the Muksa. You're allowed to do Malachas. Malachas for Echol Nefesh, Chazal permitted the Isra of Muksa for Echol Nefesh. Zot Mishabur Tezayin. Shena Meyuchad. This spit was not a pre-designated piece of wood for roasting purposes. It means explains, well, Hechino Mibe Erev Lekachi had not designated from before Yom Tov for that purpose. Okay. So, it's the Chor is starting out Yom Tov Muksa. But we come up with the establish by Lutzer that we allow you to use this piece of wood to be your spit, even though you had not predesignated it. It's a mutter. It was wood which potentially was usable for firewood, so it had a valid function purpose as firewood. Therefore, you are allowed to. You now use it instead as a spit, because mali. We said over there, what's nafkmina to us whether you're going to roast using it as the fire or roast on it as the piece of wood, allowing you to hold it over the fire. Either way, it's functional. So you can't take it afterwards. Now it's muksa. So the roasting process makes the piece of wood into something which is repulsive, and therefore it's muksa. It absorbs all the different fats and the oils, etc. It's like ui. After the material muksa beyamtiv, even though there's opinion which holds there's no din muksa yamtiv, we call mok. Das kamar chayim the hacham osir mishum shen alav taras kli. That's if you have something which is a kli.
Okay.
So the fat, there is muksa machmas miyus is one of the malach, one of the muksas, is part of the malachas, you know, Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So you have something which is a kli and has the element of miyus to it, is that muksa? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, yes. According to Shimon, no. So we have machlokes how we pass by yomtiv. Whether you say like Rabbi Yehuda, there is muksa machmas miyus. According to Shimon, there's not. But over here, that's all talking about starting with it being a kli. Over here, it's not a kli. So it's not a kli. So you're then already everybody's going to agree that's a problem. So you can't be moved as a tatalot. Even a tzarech or litzis boy, but you could roast with it again. The same way you could roast with it the first time, you could roast with it the second time. Or the hasik batzinor. We said you're allowed to use it as firewood because the whole hat for roasting was since you use it for firewood, you can use it for roasting. So obviously you can use it for firewood. The sakel kegav, wood was designated for the purpose of to be burnt. So that is, but that you're not doing with it. So you can't move it genetically. Your test. It does not become a kli just by the fact that you use it as a spit. And normally you have in Hilchos Shabbos that the process of changing something with like Eitzim or Avonim, which are inherently muksa items, they're not kelim. You know, it's a one-time designation that does not change its status. You'd have to do either permanent designation or some type of a mice in the item, which would indicate a change in its status. You have to change it in some way. So what can you do? So you can't be metaltal. You cannot be metaltal. You're not be roasting on it. You're not using it as firewood. It's not a kli. It's a mius. It's muksa. You're not planning to use it again. So it did not lose its status of being muksa through this path that we roasted one time. So what do? You can't take it out normally and put it off to the side in a normal fashion. Now we can't do. Ella shemtai, which means my hair. You pull it out quickly. Big gray rail, schlepping it along. The tilting minute sad actually have you in the front of the Karen's office. So as it were, you move it in a way which is the equivalent of tilting minute sad. You're just like schlep. You know, suppose carrying it. Normal tilting minute sad is if I hold it in my hand. That's called tilt. That's called direct tilt. Tilt minhag tzad is I'm holding something else, which is holding it. Over here, I'm holding the item. But we're looking at it as if it's tilt minhag tzad, because he's just like sort of slapping the whole thing along, as opposed to carrying it, which would be the normal process. And you put it in the corner. The tilt minhag tzad, actually, yaviru, milafona, the Karen's opposite. So you move it over to the side. Which you want to do in order chaval keshal yizayku, but nobody should get hurt with it. Because ha'id ha'el, simishin ches, sifyur ches, then you kaitz b'shus rabim. If you find a piece of wood, which is like a splinter, which could hurt people, it's muksa, says Chazal allows you to move it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says 1 second. Over there, we said you move it directly. Here we're saying you have to sort of schlep it. So what's the pshat? Mishum dehu hezekah the rabbim. Over there was a case where mishum shes rabbim. The potential many people could potentially get hurt by it because our mouth to just get move it off to the side.
Yours that you consider worst and best. How do you evaluate that relative to what?
Whereas over here, it's not hezekah the rabbim. So they said you only can move it until 2 minutes.
So let's see what they're about to say.
The heter to move it is because people could walk there and hurt themselves. When you took it out, it was already off into the corner, so you can't move it. The heter to moving it is because of the potential hurt, danger for people. Okay, then the Ramos said the Tzarech HaChol Nefesh, you'll have to move Muksa. Chav Kimel Tzarech HaChol Nefesh, you're going to Avonim, offer Hamanochim, let's say Paris, for example. You have a pile of dirt or stones, little pebbles, blocking your access to fruits. I want to get to the fruit, and I'll only get to the fruit, I'm moving the stones, so Mutal Taltolom, Lasirim, Kedei Lobel, the Paris. You'll have to remove the Muksa stones, the pile of stones, in order to get to the fruit. Kamashin Yisrael, Lebe Simen, Soib Simen, Tov, Kuf, Test. So if I have this piece of wood in the corner and I need to put some food there, so I can remove this wood to allow me to put the food there. So this is a heter to move muksa on yomtiv. Even though Muksa applies in Yom Tov, the Tzarech Gufa is the Tzarech Echol Nefesh. Hala Tzarech Gufa in Mekaymai Ba'alma Aser, but to move it out Tzarech Gufa in Mekaymai, like Klishim Lat Lisser, which has a head to Gufa in Mekaymai, says, no, I'm not Klishim Lat Lisser. It's just a Muksa, I want to move the Tzarech Gufa in Mekaymai, that doesn't make a Muksa, Kiyabu Simchin, Tav Kuf Beis, Sivkim. This is all assuming muksa is a problem on Yom. The sherman the siman tov said, "Hey, the muksa sherbi yom. If you hold the muksa, is not applicable to yom." Eitim shenun la'asokim term gam l'shar tashmish. That means this whole law is no longer being valid because some muksa is armed for hasaka is mutter for any purpose. But over here, you add the element of mius on top of it, so it could be everybody agrees that that's a problem. So you have a situation which is not a kli, and it's mos. See, when you hold muksa, it applies in Yom Tov. So that would be aser. If it's just not a kli, it's regular eitzim, which are not mos, so you're allowed to use them for any purpose, according to that opinion. Because no din muksa in Yom Tov. So you're allowed to move even muksa. Chavtal. Kazal chayodim. So the key which is the access, the key that I need to access my food is in a box for money, and there's money in the box. You got to move the box in order to use the key. Which again, can not zero in case of the grave. Then you're allowed to put it back if you're afraid to leave the box out. So even though the box itself is bosses the davar roster, and that's because that's its purpose. So you got to move muksa to get to the key. The tears have mentioned, and this will be an example of if you don't let me put it back, I'm not going to move the chakila, and I'm not going to get the key and do my ochel nefesh purposes. Say Ramatu Seifim Shem Tchilasim. So you sort of see them in just, you know, the examples we've had, this idea of being Matur Seifim Shem Tchilasim. It's not limited to the examples that the Mishnah gives, the Gemara gives. Gemara in Beya and Daf Yud and Yud Aleph. Gemara goes to different examples of Tirus Seifim Shem Tchilasim. But Slav Dafka, and this is a case which is not mentioned there, but the logic is the same.
And Rabbi Shmo was presumably related to that relativism, right?
Okay.
However, we have this.
Mutter the Tatal Sulam shall Shaivach, me Shaivach le Shaivach, Philip Mishasuram, Sulam Shalia also the Tetbetil. Because Allah asked you to move a ladder which is used for the purpose of going up to the roof and doing work on the roof. So people will say the person's planning to do some work on his roof, he's stepping this ladder around the town. But the ladder which they would use to go on, get up on top of into the birdhouse to take out the birds, etc. So that's a different type of a ladder. It looks different. It's obvious your goal is to get using the ladder to get the birds out of the nest and then eat them. So you're allowed to move that ladder, and if you need to move the ladder through Shas Rabbim, you're allowed to move through Shas Rabbim. As opposed to Sulam Shalia, the ladder which is used for the second floor or for the roof. It's also tilted because of this concern of a misinterpretation why you're moving it. Okay. So, Sivkotin Chafei Mutter, the Talpal, you're allowed to move the ladder, because they lead to a gazala to take the birds, for Yomtiv purposes. Even you could have done that before Yomtiv, you're allowed to move the ladder and get the birds on Yomtiv.
How do we understand a
pasuk? Because from one birdhouse to the next, or if the sandwich we gave over here is the ladder is resting on birdhouse number one, and you want to move to birdhouse number two. What about if it's resting on the fence? Same thing. What if it's in the house? The same thing. You let him move it in order to go to the Shabbat to get what it needs. So it's not that for me, Shabbat the Shabbat. And this is Mutta Yivra Filibisha Sarabim, it's a learner, Shashavachim, Hoyibisha Sarabim. Either they were in Risha Sarabim, so you're bringing it, you're ending up in Risha Sarabim, or Oshamavra, Hasulam, the Rapha Sarabim, the latter, it goes from point A to point B, has to go to Risha Sarabim. It's Mutta. People will say, aha, he's stepping his ladder because he's doing work. The answer is they're not worried about that because they were known in a certain shape, form, etc. So people recognize these ladders and they knew that your goal was just to go get your birds. Now, Amar Shehechin Hayadim Yivadim. Remember, we had before that you can use the birds in the Shavuot because they need some type of hachana. So you have to designate them beforehand what you're planning to use. So obviously, what my case over here was Shehechin Hayadim Yivadim. We had him the Mahani Hachana Piyafanim and Wardim Elbasim Tavsadi Zayin Siftes. And not all birds did hachana work. That birds which can fly away. There's Isra of Seda, so the Zimun doesn't help. They have to be younger ones. So they can't really fly away, so your Zimun helps. So that's what we're talking about over here. They've been designated for that purpose. That's a Sulam Shal Shoivach. Abba Sulam Shal Aliyah is also. The Ra Yarmid Latiyat Gaga who went out to Sulam is that people say he's going to do work on his roof. So their Rashi points out that their roofs were flat. And since the roofs were flat, water would just sit on the roof and would not be very safe. Eventually, after a rain, the roof could cave in. So they would make the roofs with a slope. even though the roof and stuff were flat, they would pile up enough mud, etc., on the roof that they're then able to create a rise in the middle and have it slope out towards the sides. So that's called being matiach gagoy. Because the Arkta Tama B'chalaki does it during the weekdays, so people might think. So that's also, I cannot take it through Shusha Rabban, because everything, wow, where is he going with that letter? What about taking it through Shusha Yochid? Even though there's no potential mistake over there, this is a case where the concept of Maris Ayin extends even to Chadre Chedorim. It's in the inner sanctum, the room inside the room. So it's like really very inside. Now, we discussed this before, that there are certain cases which are Maris Ayin problems. People will see it and they'll make a mistake and misinterpret it. So those are only us, or people see it. Done in a way which people don't see it, it's more. There are certain things which Chazal answered because of Maris Ayin. Chazal ties this up to this and Maris Ayin, you cannot do this because of Maris Ayin. Once Chazal answered it, it's also. Once it's also, I don't care where you're doing it, it's also. Even though nobody around, nobody potentially even can see you, it doesn't make a difference because Chazal answered it. So that's a lesson. The Chol Bochum Sha'asim Shem Maris Ayin means that so much Chazal answered because of Maris Ayin, even Chadre Chador Mazos.
So Rabbi Akiva says it has to do with the value of the Mazik's land. The law means you should say that Nezek, and you may start to say that Shalom Mazik, but it's of Karmel Shalom Mazik.
You're not moving into a different birdhouse. They had different openings for different sets of birds in the same birdhouse. Also, I can't move it from this side to that side. So they're not made for birdhouses. They're not made for roofs. That's a machloikis. Yesh days when a person is a machloikis between the person whether that's mutter or not. Yeshem the shori. That's only answered by a very large ladder which you could go to the roof with it. The sack to fix it. That's what people say. Wow, such a big ladder. Where's he going? The ladder in the house, you can't use that ladder to get up to the roof. That's the material. The Machmirim holds. They're a very unique item, only specifically used for the Shabbat. So people knew what it was for. Not for an average ladder. You can use it again up the roof. You put it near, there's some decorative aziz, like a ledge which came out of the wall. I can use the ladder to get up to the ledge, and from the ledge I can climb up to the roof. So it's possible to misuse it. So in a case where this is also about the Maris Ayin, so it's not clear there's a Maris Ayin, so you can be make over. Rishus Rabbim itself, you shouldn't attack me. Okay, let's hold it here. So hold on, Masif. Tough test. Hold on, Masif. Hey.